الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا اقسم بيوم القيامة nay I swear by the day of judgment ولا اقسم بالنفس اللوامة again nay And I swear by the biting conscience. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَلَّنْ نَجْمَعَ عِظَامَهُ Does man think that we shall not be able to gather or assemble his bones? بَلَا Why not? قَادِرِينَ We are capable. We are powerful enough. عَلَىٰ أَنْ نُصَوِّيَ بَنَانَهُ On that we shall reconstruct even his fingertips. بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامَهُ The real cause of his denial is that he wishes to continue his immoral life, his immoral practices. يَسْأَلُ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ He asks derisively, jokingly, when shall be this day of judgment? In the first session we have studied these six ayat and I invited your attention to the fawasil. Qiyamah, lawamah, izamah, bananah, amamah, again qiyamah. So this sound effect is very peculiar to the early Makkan surahs. There is a rhythm, a very beautiful flow, a sound effect. Now because the question that was asked was not for understanding, it was a joking question, derisive question. So the answer is also in the same tone. فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرِ But then, when the sight will be dazzled, وَخَسَفَ الْقَمَرِ And the moon will be darkened. وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ And the sun and the moon will become together, will be gathered. يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ This very man will say on that day, whither to flee? Is there any place to run away? كَلَّا لَا وَذَرُ Nothing doing. There's no place of resting. There's no place of refuge. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمُسْتَقَرُ On that day, the only place to stand and stay would be with your Lord, before your Creator. يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرُ And this man will be told, will be apprised on that day of what he made, what he sent before him and what he left behind him. بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرَ has two meanings. What he sent before him. The actions that we are committing before death. That is what we are sending before us. Before going to the Akhirah, we have already sent our deeds over there. Then we are leaving behind the effects of our deed. If somebody has done some good work, the effects will remain behind him. Sadqa jariya. If he has left virtuous sons who are working for the glory of Islam, their deeds, their good deeds, and the reward of it will be credit to his account also. So this is what he has left behind. And somebody has started a bid'ah, an innovation in deen. And now if it is continuing after him, the punishment will not only come to those who will continue that bid'ah and that wrong or evil work, but his account, the person who started it, will continuously be debited with the results of his, the work that he started. So this one meaning, what he sent before him, what he left behind him. And second meaning is, that on every step in our human life, we have two options, whether this or that. Now, somebody fixes his priorities. This is priority number one, this is priority number two. I keep the world, this world before me, this is my priority number one. And that world and akhirah and the pleasure of Allah, that is priority number two. So he will be told, what you placed as priority number one and to what you assigned priority number two. Bima qaddama wa akhar. What you put before you as priority number one and what you threw back as priority number two. So these are the two meanings. Here again, please note, seven ayat ending with the same sound. Basar, فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرُ وَخَسَفَ الْقَمَرُ وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ كَلَّا لَا وَزَرُ إِلَى رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمُسْتَقَرُ يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرُ. So this, you know, I wanted to invite your attention. This is the style of these early Makki surahs. There is a divine music in it. Ghina. But this ghina is not this music of instruments, instrumental music, which is haram. This is the natural ghina. The divine music of the Quran. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every human being some taste of music also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has catered to this taste of every man through his divine music. That is why the Prophet had said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, زَيِّنُ الْقُرْآنَ بِأَصْوَاتِكُمْ. Beautify Quran with your voices. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed you with a good voice, then read Quran with the best of the voices that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. In the best of the way. مَنْ لَمْ يَتَغَنَّ بِالْقُرْآنِ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. It's another hadith. Whosoever doesn't try to bring out the inherent divine music in the Quran is not from amongst us. Everybody should try to bring out the inherent divine music in the Quran. And that is actually which is I am inviting your attention to, that whosoever has some taste for music, he can very easily switch over to the recitation of the Quran. And he will find fully satisfied. His taste of music will be fully satisfied. And we should all be thankful to especially the Qurras of Egypt. They have done their bit in this respect. Because it's my own experience. To tell you the truth, it was a weakness with me also, music, love of music, in my youth. Then I shifted and switched it over. I listened to the qiraat of Shaykh Abdul Basit Muhammad Abdul Samad, Shaykh Mahmood Khalil Al-Husri, and that satisfied my taste of music. Now, actually, this divine music is the best music that I enjoy. And that is why I am inviting your attention repeatedly to this. There is a divine music in the Quran, and especially in the early Makki surah. يَسْأَلُ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. Now there is a word picture in this surah of three events, weak events. Number one, this word picture in three ayat, فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرُ وَخَسَفَ الْقَمَرُ وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ. Three ayat. This word picture is of that doomsday. What will happen? There is a very important of the surah of Quran, Suratul Hajj. It starts with, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. The earthquake of that as-saah, that doomsday, is a very big thing, a very big calamity. What will happen actually on that as-saah? Now please make a differentiation between as-saah and al-qiyamah. Al-Qiyamah is the day of resurrection, when all people will be raised from the dead, resurrected, and they will be standing before their Lord for judgment. That is Yawmul Qiyamah. And this is As-Sa'ah, when these planets will collide with each other. And these mountains, they will be turned into clouds, and they will be moving like clouds. So there is the word picture in so many surahs of the Quran. Al-Qari'ah, Mal-Qari'ah, Wama Adraka Mal-Qari'ah. يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْسُوسِ وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ. Now that is the world picture there. And here three things. فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرِ. Something will happen on that day that the sight will be dazzled. Nothing will be visible. Not due to darkness, but to the light will be, the intensity of light will be such that you won't be able to see anything. فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرُ. Just as there is lightning, you can't see anything. Because the intensity of the light is too much. You can't see. Your sight is dazzled. So when the sight will be dazzled, وَخَسَفَ الْقَمَرُ. And moon will be darkened. There will be some change in the celestial system of this universe. And because that the whole this system, this solar system and these galaxies, they are working on the basis of mutual power of attraction, force of gravity. They are all pulling each other with some force. And that balancing force actually keeps them in their place. A planet is being pulled to this side also and to that side also. And this balance of gravity is keeping it in its orbit. Something will happen with which this system will be disturbed. Then what will happen? The sun will pull the moon towards it, and moon will go and inside the sun. It will, just to say, it will sink into it. وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ. Now these things can be very easily visualized today, because we understand that actually all this system is based on that forces of gravity, balancing each other. And if there is disturbance at one place, you know there will be disturbance and these big bodies, they will collide with each other. Then what will happen to this man who is saying, أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. On that day he will say, is there any place to run, to take refuge? يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ. كَلَّا لَا مَدَرُ. It will become plain to him on that day that there is no place of refuge, no place of resting your head. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمُسْتَقَرُ. The only place where you have to stand and stay is before your Lord. You'll have to stay there. أَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. And what will happen there? When you stand before your Lord, يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرَ. Every human being will be apprised of what he sent before him, before coming over from this world, and what he left behind him. Or what decision had he been taking? To what he attached priority number one? And to what he attached priority number two? He just kept it behind him. So all these things, they will be put before him. Now you must have noted that here it is the third person in which this speech is going on. Although when the Prophet must have recited the surah, there must have been people before him. And it could be, يَسْأَلُ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ تَسْأَلُونَ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. Oh people, you are asking when this day of judgment will be? But no. Although it's an oration, but the people who are present, who are being addressed, they are mentioned in the third person. يَسْأَلُ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ. Then you will see after some ayat that now the address would be in the second person. كَلَّا بَلْ تُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةَ وَتَذَرُونَ الْآخِرَةَ. Now there will be an address directly in the second person. But first of all, بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرَةٌ. But the truth of the matter is that every human being knows himself very well. He sees through himself very well. Basira, the sight. Every human being has an insight where he stands. There is no need of telling him that you did so. Everybody knows by himself what he had done. Because if you have done something good, if you have done something wrong or bad, you know it. بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرَةٌ وَلَوْ أَلْقَىٰ مَعَاذِيرَهُ. Although he might be putting forth his excuses, it happens. And it might be experience of each one of us that sometimes we have committed something wrong. But we rationalize. We say, no, no, I didn't do that. I did that with the best of the intentions. That was what I intended, not this. The result has come, but I didn't intend that. Rationalization. But when someone is rationalizing his mistake, his wrongdoing, something within him, he is biting him. No, you are saying the wrong thing. You did it, and did it knowingly. So, بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرَةٌ وَلَوْ أَلْقَىٰ مَعَاذِيرَهُ. He is making excuses. He tries to absolve him of the blame. He rationalizes his wrong behavior. But something within him keeps on telling him, you are wrong. You are telling a lie. You did it, and did it knowingly. Your intentions were bad. So this is actually, and to that is the second ayah. وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ I swear by the biting conscience, by the soul within you, which reproaches you when you have committed something wrong. The same thing has been repeated here. بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا Every person knows where he stands. He knows his position. Every person knows what he has been doing, what is the real status. But وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَذِيرًا He keeps on making lame excuses, trying to rationalize his attitude or behavior or his actions. لَا تُحَرِّكْ بِهِ لِسَانَكَ Now suddenly, the address now is to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I told you, in khutbah, in oration, change of address occurs without any notice. Now they are not that now, O Prophet, we want to say something to you. These things were said about people of the Makkah, people of Arab, who didn't believe in resurrection. All this discussion was, our argument was going with them. Now suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لَا تُحَرِّكْ بِهِ لِسَانَكَ لِتَعْدَلَ بِهِ We discussed this issue in the first lecture, introductory lecture. But here again we have to briefly discuss it. O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't move your tongue hastily to learn and memorize this Quran. لَا تُحَرِّكْ بِهِ لِسَانَكَ لِتَعْدَلَ بِهِ To memorize it soon. Don't take upon yourself this effort and hard work and labor. We absolve you of this labor, this hard work. إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا جَمْعَهُ وَقُرْآنَ We take the responsibility. It's on us. We shall gather it. We shall collect it. وَقُرْآنَ And then promulgate it. Then it will be compiled and it will be composed by us. So these are two things. جَمْعَهُ وَقُرْآنَ جَمْعَ Ayat are being revealed. Then the second set of ayat have been revealed. Then the third set of ayat are being revealed. And so on. First of all, they must remain there so that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't forget any of these. So this is jama. All have to be preserved and all have to be collected. But then there is what will be the sequence. How will they be composed? Which ayat will come before? Which ayat will come after? Which surah will be placed before and which surah will be placed later. This compilation and this promulgation of Quran into surahs and then surahs into mushaf. This is the divine act. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took it upon himself. It was not the act of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although he did it. But actually it was done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He himself decided. Because Quran says, Inna alayna, it's our duty. First of all, we shall preserve it, we shall collect it, no ayah you will forget. So then keep reassured. It's our duty, our responsibility. And then, you know what will be the serial sequence? We shall decide it. Because Qur'ana, I discussed this word in that introductory lecture. Qarana. Qarana means two things coming together. Qarana tishayu bishay. A thing was endorsed or it was attached to another thing. So this is Hajj Qiran. When in one ihram, you do Hajj also and Umrah also, which is Qiran. You are doing Hajj as well as Umrah in one ihram, not opening ihram. This is Qiran. Because you have taken both together in one ihram. Qiranu Sa'dain we say. Two things which are very fortunate and they have come together simultaneously. Qiranu Sa'dain. So Qarn means bringing together two things. So this is actually bringing the ayat of the Quran together. And that is what we call composing and compiling. So collection of Quran, ayat of the Quran, number one. It is on us, it is our duty, we take the responsibility. Don't you worry, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the sequence, the composition, the compilation is also on us. We shall do it. فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَهُ And then we have fixed the promulgated, the sequence, and composing and compilation of Quran, so you have to follow that. Not that with which sequence the Quran was revealed, as I told you in that lecture. That the sequence of revelation was definitely different from the sequence with which these surahs and ayat have been compiled in Mushaf, in the Quran that we read. It's absolutely different. Because most of the Makki surahs we find in the last part of the Quran. And in the very beginning we have Suratul Baqarah, Suratul Al Imran, Suratul Nisa, Suratul Maidah. And all agree that they were revealed after Hijrah. After 2/3 of the Quran had already been revealed at Makkah. So this sequence of compilation of Quran is definitely different from the sequence of the revelation of the Quran. But now that sequence is, this is the sequence with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when we fix the sequence and we tell you the compilation and composition, فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَ, then you have to follow that sequence, not the sequence of revelation. Because the sequence of revelation was actually, that was telling with the events which were taking place during the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this Quran was not revealed for those people only who were present at that time. It's an eternal message. It's the eternal guidance for the whole of humanity for all time to come. So this is the sequence with which Quran has to be read. And this is the eternal sequence. This is the sequence of Ummul Kitab. This, that is in the Lawh-e Mahfooz or Kitabun Maknoon. I discussed all these things in the introductory lecture, you must have remembered. Summa inna alayna bayana. This is another important thing. Then this is also our duty to explain it. Don't think, you know, because in the beginning, I told you the ayat of the Quran that were revealed were very profound. And they needed some explanation. So the Prophet is being reassured that this explanation will come from us. And we have in the Quran that now, later on, when the larger surahs were revealed, so many things which were, you know, briefly discussed in the early Makkan surahs, they have now been described in detail. So actually this bayan number one comes through Quran itself. Summa inna alayna bayana. Its explanation will also come to you from us. So it came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Quran also. And then as I discussed yesterday, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given something else also. The inspiration that came to him, that is also from Allah. The wahi jali. This is verbal revelation which is Quran. And the wahi khafi, the inspiration, that also came from Allah. So actually this explanation came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in both the ways. In the wahi jali also, or in the form of the wahi khafi also. In the form of this verbal revelation, which later on came in the lengthy surahs, and also in the form of the inspiration, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveyed to the people in the form of ahadith, that we don't call Quran, it is hadith. But you know the inspiration, the essence of that thing is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, as I told you, now the address is changing to the second person. Direct address. Kalla bal tuhibbuna al-ajila wa tazaruna al-akhirah. O you people of Makkah, or O you people of Arabia, or O you people of this world, whole universe, whole world. What's your basic weakness? Why do you deny akhirah? Why are you leading immoral lives? Why are you not listening to your own conscience, your own reproaching soul within you? Why are you going astray? What's the diagnosis, ultimate diagnosis? كَلَّا بَلْ تُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةِ. The pathology, underlying pathology, basic pathology is that you love this world which is immediate, which is present. Now you know, and تَذَرُونَ الْآخِرَةِ, and you are giving up that life which is to come later on. Now please note here, the most common word which is used for this worldly life is dunya. What is dunya? In Arabic language, adna means something very near. Dana yadnu, to be near. In one of the ahadith, the Prophet ﷺ said to his companion Mu'adh ibn Jabal, udnu dunak, come nearer and nearer, come to me, nearer and nearer. So, dana yadnu, this means to become nearer. Adna, it is afalut tafzeel. Akbar, the greatest. Azam, the greatest. Adna, the nearest. And the feminine of adna is dunya. This world, this life is near to us. Its pleasures are cash, immediate. You feel the pleasure. If there is something which is pleasant for you, you feel it. But that akhirah, that has to come later. It's something far off. So the basic mistake is that you love the present, the immediate. That is what you love and you have preferred. And you have actually given up the akhirah. Now here the word is ajala. Ajala also means ujla, which is very early, coming soon. So this world is early, present. This is here. All its gains are immediate gains. All its losses are immediate losses. All its pleasures are immediate pleasures. All its unpleasantness, you feel it at this very time. But the pleasures of that world, the gains of that world, the success of that world, akhirah, it is because it's to come later. So you actually prefer this ajala or dunya, and you are putting that akhirah behind your back. This is the basic mistake that every human being is making. And now, just 1 minute, that actually in this world also, there are people whom you call they are wise, because they keep in their minds the profits or gains of later time, of the future. People who keep only present before them, and people who are working for future of this very world. You tell them, you say them, they are very wise people. He is working for the future. And this fellow, he is enjoying only all his money that he is earning, he is spending in enjoyment and luxury which he is having at the present time. And he is not saving anything for his future. But future of this world. And then there is going to be a future of our life as a second life, the life of hereafter. So actually the wise thing is that you work for the life that is to come after the death. And that is the meaning of a hadith of the Prophet. Al-Kayyeso, I refer to this hadith in some earlier lecture also. Al-Kayyeso man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. The really wise person is one who subdues his baser self, his animal instincts. He controls them. And he is working for the life which is to come after the death. Not for this life only. Al-Kayyeso. Kayyas means the person who is intelligent, who is really wise. Al-Kayyeso man dana nafsahu. He is not governed by his passions, animal instincts. He is actually the master of his own person. He controls his id or libido. And he is working for the life which is to come after that. وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. He is really wise. But most of the people, including ourselves, we might be deceiving ourselves that we really believe in the hereafter. Actually, what we believe is this world. Actually, 99% of our energies are devoted to this world only. All our time devoted to earning money for this life, for the requirements, for the needs, or for the amenities, or for the comfort, or for the luxuries. It's only a difference of degrees. Requirements and needs, the basal life. Then you have the comfort. Then you may be heavy, you know, amenities and comfort, then luxuries. But of this world only. If you analyze, most of our time, most of our energies, all our capabilities are devoted to this. And the ratio proportion, how much of our time we are devoting for the life hereafter? How much of our energies, our capabilities, we have reserved for the life after that? Everybody can himself assess and make the decision. Because we have just read the ayah, بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا وَلَا وَلْقَى مَعَذِيرًا. Maybe if I say to you something, and you can put excuses, hundreds of excuses. And maybe if you say to me, I also can present to you so many excuses. But your heart will tell you, اِسْتَفْتِ قَلْبَكْ. What do we really believe in this world or the hereafter? What are we working for this world or the hereafter? This question every one of us should ask himself. And then his heart will give the correct reply. اِسْتَفْتِ قَلْبَكْ وَلَا وَفْتَاكَ الْمُفْتِي. And here in this surah we have read this ayah, بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرَةٌ وَلَا وَلْقَى مَعَذِيرَةٌ. He might be presenting excuses, but he knows really where he stands, what is his position, what he believes in really, and what he is working for really, either for this world or the world hereafter. كَلَّا بَلْ تُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةِ وَتَذَرُونَ الْآخِرَةِ. Now the second world picture is coming of the day of judgment when people will be standing. Now this is يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. The first was السَّاعَةِ فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرِ وَخَسَفَ الْقَمَرِ وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرِ. That was a picture in three ayahs of that doomsday when there will be a disturbance in this universe and all human beings who will be living at that time will die. So actually that is the doomsday, or As-Sa'ah, or Al-Qari'ah, or Al-Haqqah, and so on. But now Al-Qiyamah, what will happen? When all human beings, starting from Adam, alayhi salatu wasalam, and till the last human being who will be living on this earth, on this planet, before that doomsday, till that doomsday, all will be standing before their Lord. What will be the condition? What will be the picture? وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ وَوُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَاسِرَةٌ تَظُنُّ أَن يُفْعَلَ بِهَا فَاقِرَةٌ. You are seeing the same fawasil? كَلَّا بَلْ تُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةَ وَتَذَرُونَ الْآخِرَةَ وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ وَوُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَاسِرَةٌ تَظُنُّ أَن يُفْعَلَ بِهَا فَاقِرَةٌ. Now six ayat having the same ending, the same sound, the same effect, the same music, divine music as I called it. Not this instrumental music which is haram in Islam. وُجُوهِ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ. Many faces on that day will be fresh. نَاظِرَةٌ. نَظْرَةٌ. When you see, go out to the garden and you find green, you know, plants and flowers, this is نَظْرَةٌ. نَظْرَةً نَعِيمٌ. فِي وُجُوهِمْ تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِمْ نَظْرَةً نَعِيمٌ. If somebody has been brought up in the best of conditions, he has been fed, you know, properly, and he has been taken care of properly, you will find, you know, the effect of that on his body, on his face. So this is وُجُوهِ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. They will be looking towards their Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَوُجُوهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَاسِرَةٌ. And there will be many faces on that day which will be overcast with despair, disappointment, basira, تَظُنُّ أَن يُفْعَلَ بِهَا فَاقِرَةٌ. Not only despair and disappointment, there will be fear on that. تَظُنُّ أَن يُفْعَلَ بِهَا فَاقِرَةٌ. They will be feeling and thinking that now a crushing calamity is going to come to them. Although there has not been any accounting up till now, only people have stood. But the result of the accounting of the Day of Judgment is already written on their faces. This is what each one of us must have experienced in his early childhood, in the high school days. Because when there is annual examination, and then on one day, that has to be announced. And in our school days, we had that experience. We used to stand, and then the result was being declared. But before the result was declared, the result of every student was written on his face. Because he knew what I have done in the examination. He knew that I have not done anything. So he knew that I am going to be declared as a failure. And those who had done and who had written answers correctly, they know. They already know that they are going to pass. Only they might be thinking whether they stand first or second or third. But there is no fear that they can be declared unsuccessful or failure. So actually, when we shall be standing there before our Lord, before the beginning of accounting, before the beginning of the weighing of the good deeds, the result will be apparent from the faces. Why? بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا. Because everybody knows. He knows himself. He can see through himself. He knows what he has been doing in this world. His conscience has been telling him, you are going on the wrong path. So actually, when he will stand before his Lord, what will be the condition? بَاسِرًا. The face will be overcast with shadow of despair, shadow of disappointment. تَظُنُّ أَن يُفْعَلَ بِهَا فَاقِرَةٌ. He'll be fearing that now that crushing. You know, فَاقِرَةٌ means something which will break their vertebral column. They will crush. These vertebras will be crushed. So تَظُنُّ أَن يُفْعَلَ بِهَا فَاقِرَةٌ. They will have the belief that now that day has come, about which the prophets had warned. But we didn't pay any heed to their dawah. We didn't believe in what they were saying. And we were doing what, we continued doing what we were doing. We continued living the immoral lives. We didn't worship our Lord. We didn't obey Him. We didn't let our lives according to the laws of the Sharia. We didn't work for the establishment of the deen of Allah. So actually, now we are to blame, and now that day has come. وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ Many faces will be very fresh. They'll be happy. There'll be happiness on their faces. And they'll be looking towards their Lord. إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ Some mufassirin, they have translated it, that they will be waiting for their Lord. إِلَىٰ Because intizar in Arabic also is coming from the same root, nazar. So they will be muntazir. They will be waiting for the judgment. But I agree with those mufassirin who say no. To the moments, even on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them a glimpse of His. They will be able to see Him. In what form? I can't say. But actually, because we have in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, قَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَلْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَ يَزِلَّ مَحْجُوبُونَ Those people, the other people, the evildoers, they will not be able to have a glimpse, they will not be able to have a sight of Allah. But you know, these moments, on that very day, when they are standing before their Lord, they will be able to see at least some shan, some form, some grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not the word form is not correct for Allah, but some grace will be apparent to them, and they will be able to see it. So they will be looking towards their Lord. إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ So they are the people who had led their lives according to the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the guidance of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their faces will be fresh, there will be happiness on their faces, and they will be looking towards their Lord. And the other people who led the lives other way, what their condition will be? وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَاسِرَةٌ تَظُنُّ أَن يُفْعَلَ بِهَا فَاقِرَةٌ Now a third picture. This third picture is the qiyamah of every individual. There is a saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, مَن مَاتَ فَقَدْ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ This death is the preamble of the day of judgment. Because whosoever dies, the period of his acting and doing and earning something has finished. Now actually he can't earn any good deeds. He can't earn any credit for the day of judgment. So actually, مَن مَاتَ فَقَدْ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ Whosoever dies, his qiyamah, his personal qiyamah has come. So that qiyamah, that personal qiyamah of each individual, that is the death, the time when he is dying and he is experiencing the pangs of death, that also has been given in word picture here. Kalla iza balagati taraqi. Kalla, nothing doing. Whatever you are thinking is wrong. You are misguided. You are under wrong notions. It's not correct. Kalla. Iza balagati taraqiya. When this life, this soul, when it is being drawn out of the body of a dying person, when it reaches the throat, because in the last you have sounds of in the throat, yagargar. This is the word used in another hadith, ma'alam yagargar. When there is naza, we call it a naza, alam e naza. When the life is being and soul is being taken out of the body. Kalla iza balagati taraqi. Allama Asad has translated it, when the last breath will reach the throat, and that will be the end of human life in this world. Kalla iza balagati taraqi waqila man raq. And then it will be said, is there any wizard or enchanter? What does it mean? Because the physicians have said that there is no hope. Take your patient home. Now look after him there. Here you keep them in the hospital, but in our part of the world, they say because there is no need, there is no hope, you can take him to your home. So when the physicians, doctors, or hakims and so on, they have declared that the condition of this patient is hopeless. There is no hope of survival. Now even the most rationalist type of people look for, can there be somebody, some enchanter, is there some wizard, can somebody do some magic to save this person who is dying? وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَقَى يَقِي To say some enchanting words to have some effect which is required. So that was the practice of the people in the old days, and even today, even in the most civilized and educated society, you find these things, you know. Although we say that these are superstitions, but people in the most advanced and educated society also have these superstitions. And when everything else is gone, then even the rationalist type of people, they refer to these things, lest maybe that some enchantment can do, some magic can work. So that is the condition given here. Kalla iza balagat ittaraqiya waqila man raq. Is there any wizard? Is there any enchanter? Wa zanna annahu al-firaq. And now the person who is dying, now he becomes sure that now it is the time of parting. I have to leave this home and hearth, and I have to leave my beloveds, for whom I made halal haram and haram halal, for whom I committed all the sins. For them I bought the house on mortgage to give them a better living. For them, now I have to leave them. I can't stay with them. They are the beloveds. For their highest education, I took to wrong means of income. All that I have been, I invested myself wholly in them. I did nothing for my Allah. I had no time. I couldn't do anything for my deen. I had no time. I didn't spend anything for Allah's deen. All were consumed by my sons and daughters and my wives and so on. But now I have to leave them. It's the hour of parting. The hour of parting has arrived. وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقُ. Everybody should try to visualize. This time is going to come to every one of us. Come what may. No escape. أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ فَلَّا لَا وَذَرُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ يَدْنِ الْمُسْتَقَرُ. The same idea is going to be repeated again here. وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقُ وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ. And the legs are enwrapped with each other due to the pangs of death. That sakaratul maut is quite hard time that has to come to everybody. Even the Prophet ﷺ had a hard time at the time of his death. You must have read in the books of Seerah. That is a hard time to come for everybody. For some people, Allah makes it easy also. But don't go on what apparent. But we can't say what has been happening to them inside their own personality, their thinking. But actually this hard time is to come to every person. وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقُ وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ. The legs were enwrapped with each other due to the pangs, the of death. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ يَدْنِ الْمَسَاقُ. On that day, whether you like it or not, saqa yasuqo in Arabic means to push someone towards some direction from behind. Qada yakudo means to pull someone towards you. Pull. That is why qaid, leader. Leader is the one who is in front of the people. And people are following him. And saiq and sawaq is the driver who pushes from behind. So that is the word used here. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ اِذْنِ الْمَسَاقُ. You have to be pushed towards your Lord on that day, whether you like it or not. Likingly or unlikingly. Whether you like it or not. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ اِذْنِ الْمَسَاقُ. On that day, you will be compelled to go to your Lord. There's no other way. So the same thing which appeared there, إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ اِذْنِ الْمُسْتَقَرُ. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ اِذْنِ الْمَسَاقُ. That was the day of the judgment, and this is the day of that small qiyamah of every individual. The time of his death. مَنْ مَاتَ فَقَدْ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ. كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِي وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقُ. Now note this qaf coming in the end of these ayat. وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقُ وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقُ وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذِنِ الْمَسَاقُ. In the rest of the 10 ayat, which comprise the second section, second ruku of this surah, they have one, صَلَّى. tawalla, yatamatta, awla, and so on. This is one type of sound with which these ayat are ending. Fawasid. Fala saddaqa wala falla. Now there was address to the people in the second person. Kalla bal tuhibbuna al-ajila wa tadharuna al-akhira. Here again now in the third person. Fala saddaqa wala falla. But he, neither he believed, nor attested, nor established the prayer. Now just visualize. Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, Walid bin Mughira, Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt, all these people, maybe in some gathering, in some assembly, all these people were present, and the Prophet recited these ayat. But what was the reaction of these people? Just turned their back, paid no heed, neither they believed, nor they testified. Tasdeeq means to testify that yes, this is correct. O Muhammad, what you have said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our own heart, our own nature testifies to it. This is correct. This is absolutely logical. It has to happen. We have our conscience with us. Something within us keeps telling us that we are doing something wrong. And if we do something good, something in us rejoices and bucks us up that you have done something good. So it means good is good and evil is evil. Actually, then the result should be declared. Good should beget good and evil should beget evil. So this is correct. But no, what did they do? Now this is the world picture of their attitude. What Abu Jahl, what was the behavior of Abu Jahl? What was the behavior of Abu Lahab? What was the behavior of Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt? What was the behavior of Walid ibn Mughira? And so on. The chieftains of the different clans of Quraysh, of Makkah. Now this is the picture. فَلَا صَدَّقَ. He didn't believe. He didn't accept. He didn't testify. He didn't affirm. وَلَا صَلَّى. Nor he established the prayer. Tasdeeq and salah. Iman and salah. After iman, the first thing is, now establish your prayer. Just as we found in the third lesson. يَا بُنَيَّ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ وَاصْبِرْ عَلَىٰ مَا أَصَابَكَ. So that is to be first thing after iman. فَلَا صَدَّقَ وَلَا صَلَّىٰ وَلَٰكِنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّىٰ. On the other hand, what he did? He said it is all false, it is wrong, it is a lie. He declared all these things to be wrong, based on falsehood. وَتَوَلَّىٰ. And he turned his back and he went home. ثُمَّ ذَهَبَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ يَتَمَطَّى. And then he returned to his family, his home, arrogant, in an arrogant mood. What he is saying? It seems to be nonsense. How can it be possible? Can people be resurrected? Can the dead be resurrected? When our flesh has become just clay, and when our bones are very old, can they be resurrected? It's all nonsense. Hayhata lima tu'adun. It's impossible. It's something very far-fetched what he says. فَلَا صَدَّقَ وَلَا فَلَّا وَلَاكِنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّا ثُمَّ ذَهَبَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ يَتَمَطَّى. Their arrogance, it was evident from their gait, the way they returned to their homes. أَوْلَىٰ لَكَ فَأَوْلَىٰ ثُمَّ أَوْلَىٰ لَكَ فَأَوْلَىٰ. These words, أَوْلَىٰ, it has been translated in two ways by both of the mufassirin. Woe to thee. Yes, woe to thee. And again, woe to thee. Yes, woe to thee. This is sort of reproaching to them. What are you? What is your attitude? It's woeful. You're doomed. This attitude of yours will destroy your future, the hereafter. But others have translated this, nearer to you and nearer to you. And again, nearer to you and nearer to you. The end will come every day, every moment. That last moment is coming nearer and nearer. As we had in that Suratul Asr, I quoted that poem, English poem. And our hearts were stout and brave. Still like muffled drums are beating funeral marches to the grave. With every beat of our heart, we are nearing our death. Just as the dead body of an army officer, it is taken to the grave with the beating of the drum. So with each beating of the drum, the body is coming nearer and nearer to the grave. So actually with each beat of your heart, you are coming nearer and nearer to death, to grave and to akhira. Although you might deny it, you may not accept it, you may not believe in it. But actually, even if you know a bird, when it sees a cat, for example, if a hen sees a cat, and now there's no escape, the cat is going to attack, and the hen only closes the eyes, not to see at least. But to what effect? The cat will attack it. In the same way, if you deny it, it doesn't mean that death will not come to you. It doesn't mean you will not be resurrected. It doesn't mean you will not be brought to the book. It doesn't mean that you will not have to stand before your Lord. Nearer to you and nearer to you and nearer to you and still nearer to you. That end is coming. أَوْلَى لَكَ فَأَوْلَى ثُمَّ أَوْلَى لَكَ فَأَوْلَى أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُدًى. This final end of this surah is very profound. Does man think that he will be left as a thing which is useless? This man whom we have created with both of our hands, this masterpiece of our creation, this man before whom we ordered all the angels to bow and prostrate, and this man thinks that he will just end in vain. He will live and die and that's all. That is going to be the end of his existence. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُدًى. That would be the end, final stage of human being. The human being with whom I have declared to be my wife student on earth. Whom I gave you my wife tenancy. إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً وَإِسْقُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ فَسَجَدُوا الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعُونَ. Does man think he will left in the without any meaning, aimlessly, as something which is useless? أَلَمْ يَكُ نُطْفَةً مِّن مَنِيٍّ يُمْنَى. Was it not a drop of the spermatic fluid which was ejected? You know, that spermatic fluid ejected into the womb of a woman. Was it not a very tiny drop of that fluid? ثُمَّ كَانَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقَ فَسَوَّى. Then he was in the womb of his mother, just like a leech attached to the wall of the uterus. Nothing else. And he created out of that leech a human being, man, having these faculties, having all these attributes, having all this intelligence and understanding and wisdom. Socrates and Plato coming out from that drop of that, the seminal fluid. And even the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherefrom were they created? أَلَمْ يَكُ نُطْفَةً مِّن مَنِيٍّ يُمْنَى ثُمَّ كَانَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقَ فَسَوَّى. Then he created and he gave him a shape and he finished it. And all the architectural beauty he produced. Tasviya means to have the finishing touches given to something which you have created. There's the structure which you make first, and then you give the architectural beauty which you add to it. This is tasviya. Takhliq is the structure. And the architectural beauty that you impart secondarily is tasviya. فَخَلَقَ فَسَوَّى فَجَعَلَ مِنْهُ الزَّوْجَيْنِ. And then from that very drop, minute drop, actually, now we know that one sperm is not a drop even. It's a microscopic thing. Millions and millions of these sperms, they are in one drop. But at that time, at the revelation of the Quran, there was no microscope. You know, those realities could not be discussed. They would have been beyond the comprehension and understanding of the people who were addressed primarily. So it was the nutfa. So actually, it was a drop. أَلَمْ يَكُ نُطْفَةً مِّن مَنِيٍّ يُمْنَى. You may call it droplet, not drop. Mean that money. The droplet of that spermatic fluid that was ejected, يُمْنَى. ثُمَّ كَانَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقَ فَسَوَّى. And then he was in the form of a leech, which was then created and constructed. A shape was given. And then all the beauty, architectural beauty was added. فَجَعَلَ مِنْهُ الزَّوْجَيْنِ. And then from that very droplet, then your sexes were created. الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. Someone was created as a male, the other one as a female. One is a girl and the other is a boy. لَيْسَ ذَٰلِكَ بِقَادِرٍ.
Now this is actually because the crux of the matter with them was they believed in Allah. I told you in the very beginning. They believed in Allah. They believed and accepted that He is the sole creator of everything. Only weakness was that they were associating some partners with Allah. And secondly, they were thinking that this resurrection is very difficult. It's impossible. How can it take place? After death, how can the people will be raised from death? So this is the argument now. That Allah, that creator, who created you from a droplet of money, from that spermatic fluid, from one sperm and one ovum coming from the mother. He created Plato and Socrates and you know the messengers of Allah, the Aulia Allah, and the biggest philosophers, and Einstein, and all these brains, all these were created out of that, and males and females. Is that creator not powerful enough to resurrect you after your death? أَلَّيْسَ ذَلَكَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ يُحْيِيَ الْمَوْتَىٰ. How illogical, how foolish, if you suspect that creator who created you out of a droplet of spermatic fluid, he cannot resurrect you, he cannot create you again. أَلَّيْسَ ذَلَكَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ يُحْيِيَ الْمَوْتَىٰ. To this question with which this surah is ending, we should answer immediately, بَلَىٰ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ وَنَحْنُ عَلَىٰ ذَلَكَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Why not? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is definitely powerful enough to do it, and He can do everything. And we are a witness to it. We testify to this fact. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ.